it is as may become a gentleman, or give me the poor allotery my father left me by testament, with that I will go buy my fortunes.
And what wilt thou do? Beg when that is spent? Well, sir, get you in. I will not long be troubled with you. You shall have some part of your will. I pray you leave me.
I will no further offend you than becomes me for my good.
Get you with him, you old dog!
He's old dog, my reward. Most true, I have lost my teeth in your service. God be with my old master. He would not have spoke such a word.
Is it e'en so? Begin you to grow upon me? I will physic your rankness, and yet give no 1,000 crowns neither.
Holla, Dennis!
Calls, your worship?
Was not Charles, the Duke's wrestler, here to speak with me?
Sir Piso is here at the door, and importunes access to you.
Call him in.
It'll be a good way. And tomorrow, the wrestling is.
Good morrow to your worship.
Good Monsieur Charles. What's the new news at the new court?
There's no news at the court, sir, but the old news. That is, the old Duke is banished by his younger brother, the new Duke. And 3 or 4 loving lords have put themselves into voluntary exile with him, whose lands and revenues enrich the new Duke. Therefore he gives them good leave to wander.
Can you tell if Rosalind, the Duke's daughter, be banished with her father?
Oh, no. For the Duke's daughter, her cousin, so loves her, being ever from their cradles bred together, that she would have followed her exile or have died to stay behind her. She is at the court, and no less beloved of our uncle than his own daughter. And never two ladies loved as they do.
Where will the old Duke live?
They say he is already in the Forest of Arden, and are many merry men with him. And there they live, like the old Robin Hood of England. They say many young gentlemen flock to him every day, and fleet the time carelessly as they did in the Golden World.
What, you wrestle tomorrow before the new Duke?
Marry, do I, sir. And I came to acquaint you with a matter.
I am given, sir, secretly to understand that your younger brother Orlando hath a disposition to come in disguised against me to try a fall. Tomorrow, sir, I wrestle for my credit, and he that escapes me without some broken limb shall acquit him well. Your brother is but young and tender, and for your love I would be loath to foil him, as I must for my own honour if he come in. Therefore, out of my love to you, I came hither to acquaint you withal, that either you might stay him from his intentment, or brook such disgrace well as he shall run into, in that it is a thing of his own search, and altogether against my will.
Charles, I thank thee for thy love to me, which thou shalt find I will most kindly requite. I had myself notice of my brother's purpose herein, and have by underhand means laboured to dissuade him from it, but he is resolute. I'll tell thee, Charles, it is the stubbornest young fellow of France, full of ambition, an envious emulator of every man's good parts, a secret and villainous contriver against me, his natural brother. Therefore, use thy discretion. I had as lief thou didst break his neck as his finger. And thou wert best look to it. For if thou dost him any slight disgrace, or if he do not mightily grace himself on thee, he will practice against thee by poison, entrap thee by some treacherous device, and never leave thee till he hath ta'en thy life by some indirect means or other. For I assure thee, and almost with tears I speak it, there is not one so young and so villainous this day living. I speak but brotherly of him, but should I anatomize him to thee as he is, I must blush and weep, and thou must look pale and wonder.
I am heartily glad I came hither to you. If he come tomorrow, I'll give him his payment. If ever he go alone again, I'll never wrestle for prize more. So, God keep your worship.
Farewell, good Charles. Now will I stir this gamester. I hope I shall see an end of him.